Might be the
wardrobe change.
Yeah.
Nigga brought in glasses. He Brian Gumbel.
We in this bitch. Hello, back in this motherfucker.
Should we go ahead and start off now? Go ahead and start off.
Yeah, for the Zoom before app.
back in the motherfucking building, Zoom man. With the one only Max Boney, ever phony. Mm-hmm. Back in this crazy pandemic. I thought this shit was going to stop this shit. No, this shit ain't going to stop either.
Facts, man.
Quarantine fucking locations right now. You know what I'm saying? Shout out on AQ, got the new crib and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out on my mama.
Nigga, the new Kush Tay coming to y'all soon.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Type shit. You know what I'm saying? Got my nigga Daffy in the building, AKA.
And LOD, we in this bitch.
Slim G's back in full effect.
Pray for the people.
AKA Sir Stunt Double, AKA Low End Theory. Man, is she crazy?
I mean, found a way.
We had to, you know what I'm saying? Last time we tried to do IG Live.
Oh, my mom.
Little chat shit, but you know, shit didn't work out, I guess, but yeah, right. Now, fuck it.
Okay.
Week three of no sports. Yep. We saw NBA All-Stars play against the
Chiefs. That Tampa
shit crazy.
You see that shit? I ain't even seen that shit yet, dude. What that shit look like?
I mean, this nigga's playing with the Bucks.
Niggas, I ain't even seen that shit.
That's literally what it is. Nigga just using Giannis.
Straight up. Don't know about no 2K. You back in this bitch, man.
Shout out my nigga Avery. I mean, not Avery Bradley. Fucking Pat Bev dogging niggas out with Giannis acting like he was 7'3".
Oh, that nigga was happy. What? He was like, you talking shit too.
Tell crazy shit. Shit. Wow.
That's
shit.
The only time Whiteside is consistent, nigga, in 2K.
Oh, God, though. That shit.
Stand that nigga.
Straight up, though.
You fuck this nigga, Ray. Where you at, Ray?
Nigga, I'm right here. What you talking about?
In the tunnel.
Laying in the tunnel, right now.
You
say,
where
man.
You at? Look, I'm not, like, I'm right here in the camera, man.
I ain't asked that part. Nigga. I know you in the camera. I know that.
I love D.
It's camera on NUS.
Only on camera. Only on camera.
Never seen that to a nigga ever in your life.
I'm on.
Ever seen that to me ever?
On
nigga.
Camera, face ass. I'm on camera, face ass. How y'all niggas living though, Phil? Everybody straight?
Starting off with the Drake quotables.
I can't do this.
Yeah, we solid. Everybody 10 toes down. Yeah,
everybody straight. They good, fam. That's great with this pandemic, whatever this shit called.
This nigga Ray acting like we didn't see each other less than 24 hours ago.
And y'all, yeah, we was with the nigga moving association. You know what I'm saying? That helped this nigga keep get situated right fast.
Oh, you know God. What I'm saying? Appreciate
that shit took. That shit took like 45 minutes.
Oh no!
Oh shit! That technical difficulty.
He's in the tunnel. He's at Terminal 1 station.
Nigga, LOD is mobile right now. LOD is definitely mobile. Like, mobile, nigga. LOD mobile. Oh God, my dear. Retarded.
Oh God. Whew, I'm good. All right. God damn.
Man,
it's fucking it's so much. Not, you know, y'all really not with music, nigga, and this real nigga shit. Like,
yeah, man. Music been heating up with these IG Live battles and shit.
Bro, niggas up there looking like WWE promos and shit. This shit's wild.
Yeah, Swizz and Timberland have been putting together all these.
They started off. What were their first two doing this shit? With Swizz and
Timberland. they've been organizing all the other ones too.
Instigating the shit. I think, uh-huh. I mean, even though they're mad as fuck, they canceled the They're gonna have to postpone the Babyface and LA Reed. No, LA Reed and what is it?
Who is LA Reed is somebody. Somebody else.
Yeah, they're probably just slowing it down to try to figure out how to do it better.
Teddy Riley. Yeah.
That nigga daughter. That nigga daughter was like the Soldier Boy.
Man.
Yeah, she been loving hip hop and shit with that nigga.
Oh yeah, you is one. Yeah, you one. She is one.
Even though she
shout out Big Soldier,
like that nigga in the face.
Shout out Soldier Soap. Soldier Boy got soap, nigga.
That shit gonna get bitches rad.
Nigga got soap, video games, all type shit.
That's soap in video game.
That nigga Dre's not, out here, that video game is fake.
Oh god. Nigga said that game fake as shit.
I'm dead.
I mean, that shit is. First of all, how the fuck this nigga gonna have 138 games on one console? Nigga, get that shit from Walgreens. They said that shit at Walgreens for 3 hours.
Hey, remember them little huts in the mall? They used to sell a video game with like all the old school games on one and shit.
People trying to
right, man.
Fucking Super Sonic shit. It's going crazy.
Like, hey, you look like you like video games.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, not you.
I'm fucking dead.
I'm sorry. What happened? You right, Ray?
LOD Mobile.
How you LOD feeling, out man? Here. I'm living life, okay, yo. Up? You know how to do it. Trying to stay quarantined up on this pandemic. You know how it is out here, man.
But you
still breathing.
So what's y'all favorite battle so far, like on the IG Live shit? What was y'all favorite?
Shit, I'm going to go with that Neo. And that Tavian Austin, what's his name?
Yeah. Tavian or something like that. Yeah,
that's what I thought that nigga name was, Tavian. Yeah. Tavian Austin.
Yo, you look crazy, son.
Nigga name Tavian.
Camera all zoomed in on your bad tooth.
I'm dead. Where'd the LOD?
Who
the legend.
Honestly, we'll be still be get the shit together, nigga. Mobile. How is this right? We ain't even in the same house. You still get the award.
The GOAT.
Real. Shit certified. But no, I'm gonna say that Neo one. That was really nice. The last one last night with Little John and T-Pain was too bad. Just T-Pain was just tiptoeing a lot. T-Pain was just a coke, drink a lot of rum.
Yeah, T-Pain could have been harder.
Yeah.
He definitely had hits. Both of them actually could have, because Lil Jon didn't even play Bia Bia.
That's what pissed me off.
He had a bunch more. He had a lot of songs they didn't even get through. They were playing, and when it kind of tapered off, like T-Pain played that 5 in the morning song.
Right.
You know which one I'm talking about? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, that was whack. He didn't even play Shorty.
That's what I was
like.
He didn't?
Not
he
until, didn't? Not until, like, the...
That would have been the first joint she would have played.
Nah.
He was playing most of his club hits, like, shit. Like, he was not really playing like the low-key bangers.
The thing like, is, I feel like both of them were just like, oh, this is, like, my biggest song.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, then like, Lil Jon played, like, Shots. And, like...
Yeah, that shit.
Turned down for what?
You turned it off?
No, he played that turned down for what?
Because
he was like, "Oh, that's like the biggest song, right?" But it's like, you know, like white people aren't tuned in like that. That's
like
they're the ones who made it big, but they're not the ones tuned in right now. So
once they have New Kid on the Block versus Backstreet Boys or some shit battle, then that's gonna be out.
They did
versus Backstreet Boys. That shit coming out next week.
Yeah, all right, nigga. Fuck.
Justin Timberlake.
Oh my god. Justin Timberlake versus Justin Bieber? Well, that's like Hulk Hogan versus John Cena, nigga.
I'm dead. Now you wig dead.
Random acts of whiteness.
Nigga said Hogan and John Cena.
That's Tiger King, nigga. What the fuck that is, man? That's a tightness.
Hey,
pray that to my nigga Joe. My nigga Joe got that fucking corona right now, nigga. Nigga, locked down.
Yeah.
Nigga, shout out Joe Exotic.
The nigga name was Joe. Now it's Exotic. No more Joe. The nigga name was Exotic, bro.
Has everybody seen that shit? The full series? I've only seen like a couple of
times. I've seen it twice. That's just fucking ridiculous, bro. I couldn't stop watching it.
Double
I had to go through it again. See, that shit was real, bro. I thought shit was fake. Yeah. Like, it was no way in fucking. Like, they had the fat nigga with the nasty mom haircut, nigga, like his mom cut his hair. Like, all these pedophiles and school shooters. Like, this shit's real. They had one nigga with, like, a meth out, like, Batista. That nigga was ugly as fuck. He had no teeth.
Meth out Batista.
Oh, yeah. It was like Batista in the after picture with all that nigga fronts gone and shit. I see.
Bro, off the meth. That was crazy. And it was crazy, though. All these niggas, bro, that he was fucking, these niggas weren't even gay.
He was married to two he was married to two men, and they were both straight.
Yeah, he was getting weak in his
What
name.
The fuck, son?
They both ended up.
Yo, like, oh, wow, my nigga, y'all niggas wiggy right now.
Watch this shit, bro.
Tiger King, bro. Netflix.
Top tier finessing.
That shit makes sure no sense.
It's just white trash finesse.
It's like literally, he represented the same year Trump was out. Tape.
Like the NBA Youngboy.
He had a diss track to Carole Baskins.
Speaking of that nigga NBA Youngboy, I saw a nigga last night. Why was he called Floyd Mayweather a bitch ass nigga?
I thought he was when he who's he beefing with right now? When he beefing with like Kodak or some shit like that?
You should know.
Kodak was YouTube, like, you work for the police or some shit. Y'all seen that?
I saw that shit last night. That nigga woke up his girl, nigga. That was Floyd's daughter. Woke up like, hey, get up. I'm like, what the fuck? He was like, yo, tell these niggas, this is my wife right here. No punk ass daddy bought no shit for me. This nigga with a cigarette like it's a blunt, bro. Shit was terrifying.
Yeah.
Yo, these niggas be wicked.
Probably like 19, 20, probably 21. He shouldn't be smoking cigarettes that quickly.
Oh, NBA Youngboy, nigga, that nigga ain't 21, bro.
I think he should be smoking cigarettes. It's illegal to smoke cigarettes then. Shit. Little ass nigga, he was going to get cigarette like he was a blunt, bro. Shit was terrifying. The way he was holding that shit, he woke that girl up. He called Floyd Mayweather a bitch ass nigga.
Fucking that shit. All that shit is crazy. It's quarantine. That shit is absurd.
Well, mama's just quarantine, fam. Got niggas losing their noodles.
Man, you better hear about this shit. We going to be locked down for 24 months, nigga.
Fuck all that. 24
months. Fuck all that. They don't keep you in 30 days.
Mm-mm. Hey, yo, son, Q. I need that link, nigga. Oh God.
A link for what?
You know what I'm talking about, nigga?
Oh, I got you.
I need them duckies.
I got you. Say less.
For real.
Straight up.
Niggas ain't finna be outside eating bologna and cheese. Nah, I need that. I need my bread.
Niggas been inside playing video games.
If I ain't got no more food, I'm coming to Adrian's house.
I'm going to A-Lo house.
That's going to be a sight to see right there, nigga.
Oh, my mama. You
don't want any vegan food, man.
That nigga mom's going to be like, who are you?
I need some of some Thai chili vegan burgers, nigga. Hook it up.
Yeah, toast spot.
Thai chili vegan burgers. A little bit.
You've been asking me like what color my excrement is.
that's a fact.
Why, bro?
Nigga, don't eat nothing but salad, bro. Y'all not finna tell me nothing different, bro. On the guy.
A little deep. <yeah. laughs>
Y'all not finna tell me shit else.
Can't eat spam sandwiches your whole life, bro.
Nigga, don't eat nothing. Don't eat no beef, nothing.
My nigga said spam sandwiches. That nigga Ray be eating.
All your food is plant-based. So tell me what that mean, nigga. What the fuck you talking about?
It grows out the ground.
What the fuck he talking about? Told A-Lo about showing up to the bar mitzvah with no socks on. You gonna have to cut it out.
Pull up the bar mitzvah with no socks on.
Oh God, like
LOD.
ain't gonna tell me nothing.
Nigga, how are you on a light rail right now doing this?
I'm trying to look. I'm heading back to the joint right now. Don't worry about me, man.
I'm not afraid, bro.
Just working.
LOD mobile.
As long as you got past Terminal 1
my
and
mama,
2.
I'm finna... Oh, my, no, hold on. We not yet. I ain't had no choice with the lad, nigga.
He said, hold on, wait.
Hold on, time out. I really had to look up when he said that shit.
Hello, D.
Oh, God, up. We out here, yo. Straight up, yo.
But no, what was your favorite battle, though, Q?
Oh, man. My favorite shit was probably the Neo shit, too. The Sean Garrett shit was funny as fuck, though, with the Dream.
Oh,
Dream was just dissing the shit out that nigga crazy.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, that was the coldest. That was the coldest one, bro.
Man, he had my
Sean
nigga
Garrett in the dream.
Sean Garrett probably looked like a fucking coke out Harrington out here, bro. He was licking his lips and shit.
He said Al Harrington.
That's coke out version of that nigga. Yeah. Oh,
God, that shit is crazy, sir.
He was bent.
Even Dream, no, I think Dream was on coke. No, Dream was on coke.
Of course. He was just teeing off and did a line. Yeah, it was like fucking nice. About to get the tee off. This nigga.
Like T-Pain had the big ass chain on last night. That shit was
hilarious. Hey, shout out my nigga.
Oh, they had to add in the show me.
That's it.
Straight up.
What was I'm mad halo? At these though.
I think last night's was, I feel like they kind of tapered off. I feel they had better hits that they could have played, but as far as like just keeping it entertaining and like just like, I feel like both of them just had the personality for it. Like it was entertaining, like everything. And I mean, they had hits, but some, like,
right.
They didn't like play their hits, like the ones that people were like really expecting them to do.
Mm-hmm.
Lil Jon had a lot of songs that like, a lot of people didn't know he produced. Like, he played Blow the Whistle. People were, like, going crazy. It was like, you didn't know Glow.
That's classic, bro.
Right, yeah, facts. Like, yeah. Nah,
Tell Me When to Go.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
A lot of people didn't know Lil Jon produced that. So, you know, he had songs that, like, you know, surprised people. Right. T-Pain didn't really go as hard as I was hoping, though. Cause he left
them. No, you said he ain't doing. No,
he played like his pop shit though. That's what pissed me off. He put like his pop shit. They both did.
Yeah, so the whole thing's kind of interesting because they like, you get to see like what songs they think people really love versus like what the people actually really love.
Yep. You know
what I mean.
Mm-hmm. But everyone, right. it's a nice like nostalgia feel type shit. That's what makes it so damn right. Cool about it.
Oh yeah,
right. All this shit, motherfuckers went to like middle school, you know what I'm saying, high school, like just that era for a lot of motherfuckers. So it was real dope who's too. Yeah. And
right, that makes
I feel
sense.
Like the shit with Steve Stout and Joe Bundy was funny as hell too. My nigga said, you know, I think organized noise versus Dungeon Family would be nice.
Right, same niggas.
The same niggas. Like,
yeah, they were
bugging. Well, I need to do a beat battle.
I want to see Alchemist. I want to see Alchemist versus Knowledge. Oh, God, this all beat stuff.
That'd be
beats.
Crazy.
This beat stuff.
Just,
no,
that'd be,
no
that'd be retarded, bro. That'd be so retarded.
It would.
Derringer too be nice with some motherfuckers too. That'd be a nice one.
Hell yeah, Derringer for sure. Be
nice.
But, I feel like they would have to make like beats on the spot though.
That's what I'm saying, like real beat.
I'd be fired.
Like, yeah, like I'd be actually fired. Coming in, you know what I'm saying?
NPC'd up. Knife Wonder. Knife Wonder would be fucking
Knife.
Good.
Yeah. Knife Mad Lib.
The OG. That'd be, bro.
But Alchemist already said he want to battle Mad Lib.
That's the one.
Yeah, Alchemist said he didn't want to do the Mad Lib joint.
I seen, yeah.
That shit would be crazy.
Shout out Al, though. Shout out Al. He had a good week. Got a good week,
man. Yeah, Lulu.
That draw, yeah. He driving.
That Lulu's crazy.
That Lulu is crazy, nigga.
Shout out to Ray J for no reason. We'll keep it going for the king, you know what I'm saying?
The Raycons, huh? You got a pair of Raycons?
I'm going to get one of them bitches, though.
My mom. Dumbass.
Let me see what this shit's about.
Oh, God.
The battery life and shit, I'm good.
You want to get into these albums? We got a couple albums we can slide into. You know what I mean?
That's good. Let's do it. Which one you going to do
first? We was just talking about Lulu shit. You might as well even
do Lulu first?
Set it up.
All right, cool. Might as well. Conway the God dropped some shit with Alchemist, fully produced, like a little, what, 7-8 song EP.
Not even some that, shit like that, right?
No, that shit was dope as fuck, though. I'm not gonna say it in front of you, because this is something
everybody got medical?
Shit, basically, I mean.
Yeah, on my mama.
Yeah.
That shit was tough to me. I fuck with
my
it.
My shit on there was that Calvin, nigga.
Yeah, Calvin was tough.
That Calvin, nigga, that shit hard. The God, that Calvin different.
Yeah, I fuck with the, they got Sonny, you know, in the contract. Those are my two. Ray, why you got this shit to your face like Sean Garrett?
And then don't worry about what I'm doing, man. Why y'all sitting here watching me what I'm doing, nigga?
So we got no choice to watch you right now. We want to fucking
say when you want to watch me right now. You want to watch me right now. My mama, nigga.
Hello, dude.
See the camera. Miss you, camera.
Hello, dude.
I'm at you. Yeah, overall, that album was there with some heat, nigga.
No, it definitely was.
And, yeah, my favorite is that Gold BBS on there.
Yeah.
That shit was hard.
That was tough.
Oh, yeah, facts. That joke was hard, too.
Fucking crazy.
Dude Sideways was tough.
Yeah, oh yeah, finally. I was able to see Conway and Schoolboy on there together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I feel like front to back, it was just like a short, just like to the point. You already know what they're, you know, you already know what they're bringing to the table.
Absolutely.
That was just right. Execution.
Hey, I like the way they sampled Paid in Full throughout the whole album. That shit was hard.
With the titles and shit, the tracks.
Yeah.
Like that. Hey, hopped on. Yo, that was the first track Schoolboy Conway hopped on. Was that Shooting Sideways?
Yeah, that's the
they ain't never hopped on nothing track. Else.
Nah, that was the first time.
Them niggas need to get back in the booth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I want to hear Schoolboy verse and a Conway verse. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Y'all swear to God, bro. Y'all niggas need to get back in the booth, bro.
I need something better than Crash Talk.
Man. Yeah, we gave that to L last year.
That was one of the 20 albums last year. That's really bad. Bad lost
it. I think he had the bag on the for a reason.
Facts. Man, that's bag over his head like a Knicks fan.
Shout out to Zelda, though. They got the year popping.
That's a fact. My mama, they cook his shit right now.
West on the way, West Side on the way, couple weeks.
Yeah.
The King of Flash Monk, I think, was drunk as hell in the IG Live yesterday.
Yeah. Bonkers.
Monk, man.
Straight up. Shout out to the God.
Got Tyler and Joey Badass vocals.
On the man.
Beat. Oh.
What
about to be fuck? Crazy?
Like, how the? I can't wait.
Pray for Paz.
I think Kanye gonna do some shit. West Side Gun.
When's the release date?
What's up?
When's the release date? Pray for Paz.
Oh, 19.
Okay.
19. Yeah, a couple more weeks.
You all listening to Thundercat?
Yes, I did. Yes, I definitely.
Thundercat, absolutely. You got to that.
Mm-hmm. I'm flapping. Yo, anybody listen? Too.
Ray, you listen to Thundercat?
No, I didn't get to it. Did you listen to Dash Money Sign, Walk the Plank?
Dash Money Sign?
The single? Yeah, I heard the single.
Dash.
Heard
the single. No, he dropped the joint, though. He dropped the walk. He dropped the whole joint.
Walk the
Plank. Oh, word?
Yes, indeed. Mm. Thundercat, I seen it. I ain't get to it. I really did. It's fire, huh? I'm already knowing it's fire.
Yes, man. Right.
Hey, this me no longer has time. Hey, this shit about to expire.
We're gonna see y'all part two, nigga.
Back in a minute. Peace.
Facts.
lying.
Hey, if we not talking rings, I think I might take T Mac.
Man, we back, man. Part two in this
full
bitch.
Effect.
Back now.
We had to get some things situated right for
this nigga Ray and shit.
Ray and shit. With Ray did what?
He's docking mobile.
Straight. I got T Mac minus the rings. I got T Mac though.
All right, so this is the question for the listeners, man. T-Mac or D-Wade? And low, life or death is rolling with who?
I think I got T-Mac, man. I think I'm rocking with T-Mac in that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it was just too lethal, bro.
It was just yammering on niggas.
Yeah, I feel like his injuries, I can't. I don't know. I feel like T-Mac is more of like a what if.
Yeah.
Because it's, what he can do. He just got injured too much.
Yeah. I'm rolling with D-Wade, personally.
Me too.
Just because that first finals with Miami nigga, he was playing the Mavs. That nigga was going crazy.
My headphones died. Hey, my headphones died.
Oh shit!
I still hear you, LOD. Still hear you.
Yeah.
Still in here. You know what I mean? But yeah, I go with D Wade, man. D Wade, even though towards the end of his career, he kind of had some knee problems too,
and bad hair issues.
You know what I mean?
Them braids was trash.
Miami Knights. How about you, Low End? What you think?
Oh, I said that, D-Wade. That's D-Wade. T-Mac was just, like, too much, like, what if. Like, he was great, like, when he could play, but he just had too many injuries.
Yo, my headphones died, Joe. Y'all can hear me?
We still hear you, bro. We still hear you.
He told you.
Yeah, bro, you good.
The fuck?
You feel me? Yeah, I got D-Wade, too, man. It's just, D-Wade just... Even though he had his injuries too, it didn't affect him like T-Mac. T-Mac never got the first round.
Facts. He did have a good run with Yao, though.
Yeah, they should have went further, though. They both had the injuries, bro.
Facts. That's all it was. Injuries.
Yeah. But, we on this this Thundercat right now. It is what it is. It's our next review.
Man. It is what it is. It's like a perfect. It was just like perfect timing.
Mm-hmm. We needed
this. Just that inside music. You know what I mean?
Not for real.
Medical for me.
Medical. Yeah, I'm put this shit on some medical. This is what I need from the cat. It's been a couple years since he dropped some. About hella weight.
I haven't listened to it since it came out.
Yeah,
I've been meaning to listen to Rod Wave, but actually, I listened to that Reason to Grow. So yeah.
Oh yeah,
Thundercats had it.
Yeah. What the fuck, Wave?
I might have to beat that bitch out.
Yeah, my favorite song there is Interstellar Love.
Yep.
I like the Black Quails. They put Danny Gambino on there somehow.
Yeah, Keith Lacy.
Yeah, dope to hear Gambino on some Thundercat bass.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I fought with that King of the Hill and that Fair Chances with Ty Dolla $ign, Lil B.
Yeah, King of the Hill is kind of old though, but that shit came out like a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Mm.
He did. He put it on the new joint.
Yeah, he put it on the new album, though.
Yeah, that song's been kind of floating around for a while.
Oh, okay. I've never heard it. Yeah. Probably never heard it.
Mm-hmm. It's dope, though. That shit is fire.
Mm-hmm. Nah, I fuck with this album, man. This is definitely a medical for me, though.
Okay, then. I'm going to have to tap in.
Definitely medical. I'm not about to get a little deep.
God, I ain't even clicked that
hole. Madafi Mobile, man.
Thanks, this nigga. Mobile.
Listen to the Party Next Door.
Absolutely.
I checked out Party Mobile like once or twice. I can use the
album right there. I'm not mad at it.
It was
That'd be great, at low end.
It was kind of just mid.
Yeah, 1.5.
You gave him overhyped.
Party Mobile, Party Next Door.
See, look, I mean, I heard mixed reviews on the Party joint, and I ain't really even clicked on that bitch yet. Well, everything. Motherfuckers was telling me it was straight. It's like...
Yeah, like, it's straight. It's straight, but it's just straight to me. I don't know.
It's not really that good. It was like kind of overhyped to me.
It wasn't worth, like, the wait, I feel like.
Yeah. It was just so much people behind it, especially I think his fan base kind of was the one that was really kind of making it like this shit gonna be his fucking Diary of Mad Band type shit, his fucking out his classic type shit. You
know? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I might have like a couple four songs off of the whole joint.
Yeah, it was like 15 songs on there. So I mean,
there's probably four songs other than the singles that were like pretty solid to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in the background barking? What is that
doing? Yeah, little D Mobile. Nah, it was solid. I mean, it was cool. Like, you know, the little Savage Anthem joint was very.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, he kind of went crazy on that joint, but.
It was like
what it is.
But overall, is the one of the joints you need to listen to, though. That's what I'm trying to get at.
Not necessarily. I mean, I feel like if the Party fans, like, this was, it was man. I don't really think any of his albums, to me personally, top to bottom, are, like, the best.
He's like, got a couple body of hits work on I've ever
heard. His first two were definitely, like, up there. And he just kind of tapered off since.
Yeah.
I feel like he needs to just get like a change of scenery. I feel like Drake's not doing anything.
Holding that nigga back.
Right in the midst.
That's why I think his problem is.
Because you're on OVO, you have a Drake feature, a Bad Bunny feature, and a Rihanna feature, and you didn't even sell more than like, I think he only sold 50K first week.
50K?
Damn. His numbers weren't even all that. 21. It's like everybody sucked too.
Yeah. I have really low expectations for him. But
Weekend had him up there too.
Weekend, it was like 2-3 joints off
Weekend
of there.
Weekend dropped like the bonus.
Dropped the bonus tracks this same week.
Same Weekend as Party.
That's funny as hell. Nigga, we get petty.
Really is. That's how you really feel, nigga? I bet.
Word to Thundercat, though. He gave me what we want. You know what I mean? Gave me what we was waiting for. Shout out Flavo, executive producing that joint as well.
Oh, fact? Okay.
Uh-huh.
Did you check out that Reasonable Drought, Q?
That Rock Marcy produced, I ain't get to check it yet, but I seen it though.
It's not bad. It's on the song. It's pretty good. Rock did some nice production. You know, he put his foot in it.
But right.
He's different though. He's real different.
Right.
How would I expect it?
Okay. I'm interested to see.
I know Low End. You say you check it out, right?
Yeah, I enjoy it. It's solid. Production is very well done.
That shit is brand.
Oh yeah, hey, Marcy. Hey, low. That's what you was playing when we was in the whip.
Yeah, yesterday. Yep.
Oh yeah, that motherfucker went.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to peek. I'm not mad. I'll listen to any Rock Marcy production. I'm in. I'm here for it.
That nigga was on there cooking for a minute.
I'm gonna definitely check him out.
We got any more albums we missed in our little gap? I mean, you see, the Weekend shit, that's really it. Who else?
Oh,
we ain't get your Jay Electronica. Oh, yeah. And also, Train, we get your Jay Electronica shit either. What's your
rating on that? Oh, Jay, like, I enjoyed it a lot, like, the first weekend. it came out, I was kind of just happy to hear like new Jay Electronica. Mm-hmm.
And Jay-Z was going off too. But then I don't know, it just kind of tapered off. Like it's solid. It's still solid body of work, but I don't know.
I feel like finding yourself not really revisiting it like that.
Nah. I don't know. I feel like just in general, I'm not really having really circumstances outside. But I mean, it was all right. Like I'm not like as negative on it as a lot of people are.
Yeah. Well, everyone's mad because Jay-Z's on it. It's his debut album. He got Jay-Z.
I feel like I hyped it up. I was like, rather have it. Or actually, I don't know. I just felt like I was expecting never to hear Jay Electronica rap again.
Me either. Right.
Right.
I thought that shit was a myth. They said he was in an album in 40 days, 40 nights type shit.
Right.
And then that then that came out and he was like, I'm gonna make an album in 40 days. And I was like, well, my expectations are like on the floor. Like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know what he's gonna do.
Like, okay. Yeah, maybe you look at like
30 days. Like y'all made this in a month. Like a little bit a month.
Oh, everything. I fuck with that album, man.
Yeah, I mean it was solid. Like I just haven't revisited it that much after like 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see.
The album,
you guys listen to the Gambino album?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I went through that one time. I fucked with it.
Yeah.
I have to give it another spin if I get another rating to it, though. I fuck with it the first time. I'm going to give it more spin.
I wasn't mad at it.
I liked the version that came out originally a little better. Like the little intricacies and shit. When he put it on the website and shit.
Oh, it was the same one.
Oh, well. There's little differences though, not big, but like little differences.
Right.
But I was fucking with it though. Shout out Gambino.
That knowledge shit came out too. Hard.
Yeah, I was saying knowledge. You guys talked about Don Toliver the last time, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, we'll get you down.
Yeah. Right.
I feel like this year I probably listen to Don Toliver album the most.
Mm.
Yeah, I just wish I was really outside for it.
That's the fucked up part about it right now. You can't do shit about it.
That's
like,
definitely, nice that's definitely outside. Thanks.
100%.
So I've just been in the house listening to it, and it's just like.
I don't feel right.
Right.
Nah, definitely. That Cardigan and shit. Fucking. Yeah. A bunch of those records are really good.
Right.
I feel like all up until Candy. Like it was.
That was the Meg shit.
Meg?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know I didn't do it either. I was like, all right, I'm cool.
Oh, you didn't listen to it?
I mean, I don't know. I can listen to her music, but it's just like, I just want to see her twerk. I feel like an asshole. I feel like a real dick saying that, but I probably see her twerking now. It's like, damn, I don't know what it is.
Hey, Mo, hey, yo.
You're retarded.
Hey, yo, my man's wigging.
Hey, yo, get your kid. Your son's wigging, yo.
Oh, I just want to see her throw
the teeth back. Yo, the child, son. That nigga up in here taking over the game. Should I play Fortnite?
Oh, what's his name? Givian?
Who?
Yeah, is it Gavion or Givian? One of the two.
Givian.
Mm-hmm.
R&B cat out of LA.
He nice.
Yes, man.
Super dope.
You gotta check him out.
What was the name of the project again, Lowen?
It was
I
Take time.
My favorite shit off of there was that Heartbreak Anniversary. I Want You. It's hard though. His voice, he reminds me like the male Baby Rose. That's what I think of him as.
Mm. Yeah.
Male Baby Okay.
Yeah. It's got some deep ass tones and shit.
That guy sent me the link.
Favorite mistake joint was Tesla.
Absolutely. The whole tape, and it wasn't even too long. It was like a short little bite sized project.
It was just an EP.
Yeah, man. That's what we need in this type of environment. Need a little clip to consume.
Man, we need something. All this shit right now is bullshit. You can't go outside, right, nigga. Only for groceries.
Quarantine.
You need that sound, boy. You need that fucking sound, boy, for that shit. Quarantine.
Shout out Boosie. Shout out fucking Tory Lanez killing the IG lives and shit.
Keep man. Entertained. You listen, bitch, show your pussy print. Bitch, show the whole pussy.
Put your pussy lips on live. I give you $1,000.
That's a song now, nigga. That shit swayed the remix guy that made that shit.
Boosie has
Man, he got a reality TV show.
I think the only other two albums I had was Little Dragon and that Bosco album I sent y'all.
Oh yeah, Little Dragon. I did check that out.
Wait, the album came out?
The Little Dragon?
Yeah.
It came out like last week.
Mm-hmm. You have sent to the group chat, didn't you, Frank? I could have sworn you did.
I'm gonna get to that ASAP. I think
like the single.
The single.
Oh, it came out like when you sent the single to the group chat.
I'm late.
I think like maybe a couple days after.
Say what? I'm getting to that tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Too bad I never seen niggas in concert.
Man, he gonna see nobody in concert.
They canceled Thundercat the day before.
Damn.
Man.
They pushed back.
It was on Sunday, wasn't it?
What's up?
I swear it was a Sunday night or some shit he was here.
Oh, it was a Saturday.
Saturday, yeah.
And then they canceled it the Friday.
Damn.
That was like the Friday before like quarantine got real.
Shit went left.
Quarantine.
Inside the crib university.
Man. Now that nigga from the Everest commercial can't say shit.
You know what I mean? Forcing us to use shit like this to get, you know what I mean? Get the Kush Toss pod, you know what I mean? We got the virtual cave, nigga. Virtual Kush cave.
Man, shit is ridiculous. Shit funny though. Thank God for technology. Shout out to technology.
Man.
You seen that fucking Demon Night shit though? That been on Instagram also?
Low end live.
And you guys it. Yeah, that stuff's crazy, bro.
I saw that shit with Rich. That shit fucked me up, bro.
Oh. That's just like, I feel like this is just like a lot of white kids doing a bunch of weird stuff and saying the N-word.
Mm-hmm.
Demon Time is like, it's like, I don't know, they just get like OnlyFans type girls and then they're just going crazy.
OnlyFans of IG.
Horse dick and shit.
What's up?
They sucking horse dicks and shit.
Oh my god,
man. Yeah, they're doing something. Man, it's something else. That's all I'll say.
Yeah, you gotta say it's fans only on IG Live. Say less, like the little white boy.
Say here. Try the Pornhub Premium.
Kind of like that. I don't even know how better to describe it.
And I was like, what the fuck is Demon like? All of a sudden, I was like, hold up, this nigga up in here just got this up in here got Hennessy bottles.
Same way again.
Are we being cheeks through the quarantine or nah? Get to the real facts.
Yes, I'm not. I am daily.
You in the house with it, though, nigga.
Because you in the house with it.
Low end. What's going on? Talk to me, dude.
I haven't had any situations this whole time, man.
Damn. No quarantine to chill.
Cola. He big and shit.
This nigga like right there.
Where are you at, nigga? You okay? Right.
Lyra only takes 40 minutes to get from Bloomington. And
hey, don't worry about what I'm doing. Don't worry about what I'm doing. How you doing? How you been, bro? Don't worry about it.
Are you outside on Stay Inside Radio?
I'm the god out here.
Oh my god. Why is my Tupac right there, nigga? I'm the god out here.
Nigga, this OBN type shit, nigga. Sorry, like Tupac.
I feel like around the time where this stuff started like kicking off, like I was kind of getting rid of the old things. I was like establishing some stuff with some new things. But you know, it kind of got risque. You want to be with something that's consistent. Uh-huh. What's going on? Yeah, it kind of messed my whole
thing.
It messed up my whole thing. I was getting ready for the summer. I was like, we switching things up for the summer. We didn't know. How the summer get canceled in March?
Summer said you thought.
Summer get canceled in March. 2022, ooh. Next time we outside.
Nah, hell no, nigga. Fuck all that, nigga.
So forget all that Madafi right now.
Oh, God. Madafi Mobile.
Nigga, on six like
God.
We got a little NFL free agency, too, man.
Yes, they even finna have a
ready to Tampa Bay.
Yeah! About to be a fucking Warren Staphouse, nigga. Hookers, snoring cocaine. Right. About to go ahead.
Agent about to be at Warren Dunhouse.
Facts. Eating kids' houses and shit.
How you feeling about it, low end?
No, I'm
ready to TB and TB.
What's up?
Tampa Bay Tom, man. How you feeling about him?
That's a solid move. You put yourself in the best situation you could have.
Dumbass.
I'm dead.
Put himself in one of the best
situations. We on, nigga.
What? Oh, God, dog.
Cut it to the high.
I'm dead.
Nah, this shit weird, bro. I need money in Tampa Bay. I feel bad for Jameis.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's over with,
man. And they got a career high in every stat possible.
Defensive player.
This ain't bad.
Nigga was all pro on defense.
We get off this bitch. We got a bucket. God, bro. It's 8:37 right now. We got a shoom.
Hey, we on Zoom before, man. Word of my dog.
Zoom before cooking shit right now. You know what I'm saying? Come on,
I'm dead. So you about shit. To get this? So we getting Buck jerseys or nah? Y'all niggas getting Buck jerseys or nah?
Yes.
Like, Buck jerseys, bet. Set it up.
I don't see it.
Yo,
see? Oh my God.
I'm not getting a Buck jersey. I'm still cheering for him, but I don't know. I'm not getting a Buck jersey, bro.
You still a Belichick race his ass?
I feel like I've been on the Patriots for such a long time, since like 2005.
Right.
But you riding yes, with Bill. 01.
So it's like
mind comp.
But yeah, I'm not getting a bus.
Got you.
I'm still cheering for Tom, though.
No, exactly. That's why I'm going. If I'm going to Tampa Bay and be doing this.
Right.
telling you, man.
You don't want to stop doing the Cabbage Patch and shit.
Facts.
Oh, God.
Only fan bitches. Miss Be Nasty and shit.
Man, shout out to the freshman list, man. Be Nasty is on the fans only freshman list for sure.
Facts. Yeah, squirt on a boat. That's life goals right there, I guess.
On a boat?
Squirt on a boat.
Well, that's like a gunner line. Like a gunner or a young thug line.
Why is it?
It's a Louis, though. I got me a
rope. Shout out all the YSLs. Yeah, we got a Mariota went to Oakland.
Oh, yeah. You know
what I mean, Phillip Rivers to the Colts.
That shit's crazy.
He finessed the shot at them niggas, though. $25 million for 1 year.
They gave him a dub.
Ain't better make it count. I wonder where Cam's free agent. We trying to figure out where Cam finna go. Think he finna go to Patriots?
I'll be nice, I think. I'll be a different kind of quarterback they never had.
Nah, I mean, yeah, facts. Like that, you know what I'm saying? That is him and Belichick gonna get it together. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, Madafi.
Ever.
God. Y'all niggas are wigging. Nigga, Belichick gonna be like, you're scrambling the ball? No, throw that bitch.
Throw that
bitch. Like, Belichick and Cam Newton, they don't go together.
Nah, they don't. You ain't lying. It don't. I mean, but shit, anything possible, bro. They don't got nobody at quarterback right now.
Man. They can race like Brian a mob Hoyer. Wife together.
Together.
Or the mother. Hey, yo.
Or
yeah, we'll see, man. It's gonna be interesting. See how this shit
goes. I think, was it Todd Gurley went to Atlanta, too?
Yeah, Todd went to Atlanta. 1 year deal.
That was a good deal. Calais Campbell with the Ravens, too.
Yeah.
Right.
Michael got Pierce. Really nice,
they need that. Did they pay Derrick Henry yet?
They franchise tag him. They gotta wait.
Back on him.
Oh, what up?
They paid Tannehill.
I thought he would have had a check by now.
Man.
Nah, they had to pay Tannehill that money.
It's white mediocrity, man.
White bitch.
Ghost of Harper nigga got she got paid. That nigga got paid that much.
White mediocrity went the wrong way.
Shout out to Ozark also coming back too.
Right.
Ozark. Yeah, I just finished it the other day.
What's it called?
I'm about to start the second season right now.
I'm almost done with it. I got a couple more episodes.
That shit wanking?
I fucks with it, you know. It's always crazy.
You like watching white people struggle.
Yeah, it's always a beautiful thing, you know. It ain't white privilege all the time. You know, the one nigga fucking the old bitch.
Oh, you can't drop the spoilers like that, man.
That's a real hood spoiler. The one nigga fucking the old bitch. Hood nigga spoiler.
When you get to the right part, you're gonna know that like way early.
Okay. He's like, who old bitch? He's like, oh, that old bitch. You don't know. Hey, man. He's gonna pour me a bowl of Reese's Puff.
Watch that. Oh, God. Yeah, shout out. Insecure gonna be back next weekend, too, man. I'm ready.
Next weekend?
Man,
in there. And Rick and Morty coming back in what? I think May?
Yeah.
Next month.
How much episodes
came out last time?
No, it's a. They only had like 5 episodes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Because I was watching it. I watched like 4 or 5 episodes and then I didn't see anything for like 2 weeks and I was like, what's going on? Yep.
Yeah, they had, I was wondering too, they're going to bring some shit back. But yeah. They got 5 more episodes they dropping okay. Next month. Yep, next month. So that shit. And it came out April Fool's Day, so everybody's going to that first. Them niggas probably, these niggas petty as hell for that. They didn't know what they were doing.
Right. Yeah, I'm here for it, man. What we watching? Since everybody inside, what shows we watching? What's the underrated show everybody watching right now? Hey, put the homies on. Attention, please.
If you haven't watched Mr. Robot, that's a good show to watch.
I still ain't watched that shit. I've seen like bits and pieces of that shit. I gotta get into that dude.
I've watched Sex and the City a lot.
I'm watching Westworld now.
It's pretty dope.
Oh yeah, Westworld's solid, man. It's really trippy, like one of the, you know, it just kind of messes with your head a lot.
Right.
Now,
I always like the Snowfall.
Okay, yeah.
Go watch that show with Andre 3K in it. Dispatches from St. Elsewhere, whatever.
Oh yeah, you did.
That's on Amazon.
It's on the Finesse.
Hey, yo, boys.
Say it again.
If you guys watch The Boys. The Boys is tough. The Boys is like a crazy show.
Amazon.
But it's like not just like cookie cutter, like this usual stuff.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. I like it a lot. That's a really good show.
Was niggas still watching Hunter?
I need to finish. I'm almost done.
Yeah, I need
I'm
to.
I'm almost done.
Say, man, I ain't even got all the way through that motherfucker yet.
Yeah, Black Monday. I'm about to watch a new episode tonight when I get off here. Black Monday, though. Huh? 3 episodes in, I think, or 4.
Oh, season 3 or 4. Okay. I mean, it's Don Cheadle.
Yeah,
definitely. Don Cheadle.
Golden Girls.
I've been watching classic movies lately. I've watched like Temptations and shit, Michael Jackson 5.
Bro, we got starting.
I just watched Players Club today. That shit was bullshit. I had that shit was edited out, bro.
I finally watched Bad Boys, the new one.
You finally watched it?
Yeah.
Which one? The Nigerian version?
Nigerian version?
You watch that, John?
See y'all come in there and shit?
Shout out my nigga Madai for using that motherfucking thing.
Oh, man. That's where, yeah, I see the Riverside right now. That's why nigga can't hear that nigga.
He's somewhere.
Oh, God. Yeah, but then I've been watching Boomerang and shit, fucking 20s, which is a story about like Lena Waithe coming up in Hollywood and shit. Pretty dope.
So, okay.
Based on her life. But that's it, man. Keeping low key, you know what I mean.
T.J. Walker has been cool too.
I need to watch that.
Pretty nice. Not bad. That Tiffany Haddish playing a serious role.
Tiffany Haddish in there.
And yeah, it's Marilyn T.J. Walker joint. Yeah.
Oh shit! All right.
He's actually being serious.
Octavia Spencer in there.
Her big head ass. Got a head like Ebo.
With her big head ass, I'm dead.
Oh, we still record, damn.
Yeah, nigga, we still standing, still strong.
She said, well, fuck your ass, nigga.
Then she played mom or mother or whatever
Mama,
the fuck name
some
was.
Shit, that weird ass shit. That shit looks scary as hell. I ain't watch it, though.
She killed all the white people. She, kids.
She did?
Yeah, I never got around to watching that.
Me either. Ma,
yeah, that's just some racist shit.
Cameo.
Yeah.
Shout out to fucking ATL. That's my shit. Fucking T.I. Yeah, man. I watched that shit a couple days ago for some reason.
Classic.
You know what? He really overreacted, bro.
Of course he did.
For no reason. Like, why would you get mad that she got money, nigga? Like, I've been finessing her. I've been at an album, nigga.
You ain't even from the hood, Sean.
You get snatched the shit out of that girl chain. And the way my nigga eating them sunflower seeds, I know that nigga breakfast thing. Shout out to Jason.
I got some cutty last, bro. You ain't getting no cutty last.
Hey, that fight scene, nigga. is literally one of the most funniest shots I've seen in my fucking life.
Oh, man.
I'm leaving.
Shout out all
the classic, nigga Bubba from Forrest Gump. I should have something for the foster kid.
Yo.
Should have had classic him for the foster kid. Shout out to Zach Fox Twitch also.
Legend.
That shit right there was
we're bugging crazy. Out.
That time, hey, actually, why did fucking Jody Mama fly when Jody got punched? Like, she flew like she got hit. I never understood that. Oh, happy, yeah. Happy Zach Fox pointed that out. She fucking flew. She said, oh!
He had the clips. He was like rewinding the hit.
You see his mama? That shit killed me, bro. I was like, you think it's Zach Fox goofy as hell? I probably smoke a blunt with him, but my own personal blunt. I feel like he like ass like after a bitch taking shit. He like real weird nigga.
And nigga said he was rolling up blunts and CBD, and then just hold them, not even lighten them.
Yeah. He's going off. It's funny.
This nigga's stupid, bro. That thing is really hilarious. Shout out to Kenny Beats too. But these fucking battles been nice though. I hope they have a pretty good one. I hope they do the shit right with fucking LA Reid, Babyface, Trey Riley. I really hope they do that shit right. That'd be nice.
Hell yeah, man. Babyface. They're saying some rappers are gonna start doing it too.
Man. They're gonna have Cassie do a beat battle with somebody.
Who you think could go up against Soulja Boy?
Bow Wow.
Soulja Boy?
Yeah.
I'll say Bow Wow.
I feel like Soulja Boy's wiping the floor with Bow Wow, fam.
Sadly, but that's the only thing I could think of in that kind of like that same kind of like I don't know category of rappers. These niggas both well, Bow Wow wasn't that bad at rapping. He was okay.
Nah, but, he wasn't yeah. that bad, but
yeah, he was okay.
Yeah, so I think anyway, 2 Chainz challenged somebody today. I don't know who he challenged, but 2 Chainz challenged somebody today.
Well, Gucci man, you saw Jeezy out here fucking making a TikTok video at Kroger?
Gucci man at home.
Frozen pizza. That shit was funny.
Wow, he popping. I was like, yo, what the fuck is this? He dating that Asian girl from the, what's that shit called? The Real?
Yeah.
Did you listen to his album?
Nope.
Nah, I didn't. I heard Shawty Redd.
I fuck with Jeezy.
Executive producer, though.
I haven't fucked with Jeezy ever since he fucked up with Gibb. After I heard the whole story with Gibb, I thought I lost a lot of respect for that nigga. I'm cool on Jeezy. Classic, legendary, but just here I get business wise, why I give Gucci more praise than that nigga because Gucci actually put niggas on. Jeezy ain't putting nobody on. He had fucking Gorilla Zoe. Got a nigga working at Wingstop. And an Uber driver. They got one up here, but that shit's okay.
They got a few. Up. Yeah.
I'm the one me and Q went to, that shit was good as fuck, though.
Yeah.
White lady. She said, I want
Zesty. Shout out, Wingstop.
Bitch, got that shit up in here? I was like, whoa.
Yeah,
Wingstop. I was the manager that said that shit, too. Even when I was like, oh, man. But they fucked off the hair of my wing.
Yeah, when I'm done with this vegan stuff, that's like one of the first things. Just gonna get some wings. Go in.
And nigga, let me know. You gotta hit a beef spot or something.
That's too far, man.
That's a fucking mission. You gotta legit plan that shit out like you finna go out of state.
You gotta go pick it up. Can't even go in the restaurant. You gotta pick the shit up to go.
Just to pick up from there. By the time you get home, the shit gonna be cold.
I'm saying.
I'm going to Pappy's. You still pick that up.
Yeah, man, it's the end of the world, but we still here potting for y'all, you know what I mean?
Facts.
All the Kush Thoughts family out there.
Got arrested and shit on the light rail.
Smoke blunts
for the crime.
Nigga was riding that shit for 20 hours. The nigga said, I know the shit free, but you gotta go.
Yeah, I was like, where the heck is he going? The whole 40 minutes.
And he got kicked off. I'm like, so you gotta get the fuck off. You sorry, man. So y'all wigging though, all right.
No Badafi tails this week, man.
No Badafi tails, sadly. I guess that T Mac and D Wade one, I guess, was a Badafi tail. We'll take that, but we'll do that. Shit. Niggas ain't on shit. They about to go right back to Netflix as soon as we get off here. I'm about to eat a big ass bowl of Reese's Puffs and finish Ozark.
Got some French Toast Crunch, nigga. Gonna go up.
French Toast Crunch, nigga?
French Toast.
Oh, God.
I haven't had that shit in years, bro. That was my shit. I ain't know they just stole that shit.
Only for the best of the trappers.
I just read up on the box seal today earlier, so I'm like, bet I need to.
Legendary shit, man. We down to the last resident.
Factuals, man. Of course, we're going to probably come in again next week with the same shit, same locations. Well, depending on where Badafi's going to be at. We don't know if we're going to be in a red line, or a blue line, or a green line. Some type of line. On every bus.
Badafi Mobile.
The name of the episode.
Oh, God.
Badafi Mobile. But no, man. I don't know what album's coming out this week, really, but we'll stay tuned, of course. Everyone stay safe out here. Wash your hands. Shit get more crazy and crazier out here. If you got to go outside, go for small things only. Grocery store, you know what I'm saying? Whatever. You still got to work. You know what I'm saying? Be safe out here. You
see my check on your peoples.
Especially call your elderly. Peoples, you got your mamas and shit. Definitely. You got your mama and pops and shit. Grandparents and shit. Call them up. Aunties and shit, make sure you keep your distance from them too. A phone call right now is mean a lot. Video chat too, that shit's available. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, just make sure you keep everyone in prayers right now because shit's getting real out here. But it's the one only Mac Bone, never phony. Got the homie QT question mark in the building.
My nigga, yeah, yeah. Love
me in theory.
Yep.
And my nigga Badafi Tail Spears somewhere. And we are Audi 5000, ladies and gentlemen. We out. Peace. See y'all, brothers.
Later.
Peace, y'all.
Peace.